Hello everybody, this is Rick and you're listening to the EMSO, EMS, and AR Library Q&A call. It's the 14th of July, 2014, and EMS is coming up this weekend, so please keep everybody in your prayers. So on to our questions for today. First question. It's been 11 weeks since D-Day and on week 5 of EMS, and good days versus bad days are about even. We had a pretty good day yesterday, but this morning when she woke up, she had the conviction that I won't change. The details of my affair have been disclosed and repeated and reviewed, including earlier close calls, which are now also cheating with equal weight in her mind. These combined are giving cause to her conviction that I cannot be fixed, and having been a cheater will always be a cheater, so why should she go through all of this? What's to keep you from doing it again in 10 years? All of my sincerest answers do not seem to help. I understand this is a long and arduous process, yet my biggest fear is that she'll give up and not want to try. I pray and put it in God's hands, but how can I help be His vessel in showing her that He's with us and give her the faith that it can be better and that I can change? Well, first, I just want to say 11 weeks since D-Day is not very long, and it's common for people within the first 6 months to have a huge problem with flooding. And often when somebody totally gives up hope and wants to drop out of the process, it really is because they are flooding. So please be patient. One of the things that you and your wife did when you began the EMSO course was sign a contract that said you would at least complete the course before making a final decision, and I would encourage both of you to at least honor your commitment. I believe you'll find, if you're patient with her, that day by day she'll go back and forth. Probably tomorrow she won't even have the same conviction. But when she's flooded, I can almost promise she'll want to give up and go on elsewhere. If you're on week 5, you're dealing with triggers and reminders. I don't know if you've covered those yet, but one of the particular problems that happens with that chapter is it potentially can cause flooding between the two of you. So be patient as you move through that. Next week, you'll be working on a letter to yourself from her. The more you can put yourself in her shoes and let her know you understand what she's going through, probably the safer she can feel with you and potentially, you know, hang in there to see ultimately what's going to happen. When you're writing that letter, I would encourage you, don't just put the bad stuff, but also put the good stuff. If you only list bad stuff, she'll still feel like you don't fully understand where she is at. But most of all, I would pray that you be patient with her. I had a couple in my office just a couple of weeks ago, and they're farther down the road than you are, but she told her husband, "Look, when I tell you that I'm done, pack your crap and get out of the house, please know, I do not mean that, but in that moment when I'm flooded, it's all I can think of. So please be patient with me as I go through this process, and don't pack up. Here's what I would like you to do." Well, in that flooded moment, it's not uncommon for people to say things that later they recognize they don't fully mean. The other thing you can do to help her is continue being committed to your work in recovery. Consistency is critical. She needs to see you getting personal help. She needs to see you being parts of like a men's group, something like Hope for Healing, Celebrate Recovery. Anything that will allow her to know that you're taking care of you. And in the long run, she's probably would benefit from getting her own help, again through Celebrate Recovery or something like Harboring Hope. But at this stage, it's probably too early, so finally, I would suggest you be patient. This is a difficult journey, and as long as you're supportive and she has a commitment to at least work through this initial stage, I believe the two of you can find more good days and eventually a great marriage at the other end of this. Next question. We attended EMS weekend in December 2012 and have stayed connected with a couple in our group. It's helped me, the unfaithful one, so much to be connected to my sister in Christ, who has been there for me. I cannot say enough about EMS and how it changed our lives. It's not been easy, and you said it would take 18 to 24 months for healing. We are in counseling, and I've been since D-Day, and my husband and I have now been in counseling for almost a year. To date, we are approaching our 34th anniversary, and D-Day on 7/22 for the last 2 years. My husband has decided that it is too much. He said he can't do this anymore and wants a divorce. We've made so much progress, yet he talks about my affair partner almost daily, and the triggers are just too big for him to get past. I have no feeling or want anything to do with my affair partner. It's repulsive to me, and how I did what I did and the consequences of my actions are overwhelming to me. At 2 years, I don't believe we should continue rehashing the details of the why this happened. I want nothing more than to stay married to my husband and know there are deeper hurts and problems than my affair in our marriage. I too am hurt by the cutting words, actions, and the anger that cuts like a knife. The details of the affair and going over and over it again doesn't help at this point. I'm withdrawing and pulling away because of the hurt. And after he has a really bad time, it's hard for me to bounce back. I'm not sure what to do at this point. We know that God is in control and allowed all of this to happen for a reason. It is painful, but I don't believe this is for nothing. My husband believes God is telling him this is the end. I don't think so, and believe it could and will be worse with a divorce. Please help us with what to do. Well, first off, I am really sorry you guys are struggling still at this point. I know that that has got to be excruciating for both of you. One thing I will say, you are coming very close to your 2-year anniversary, which it sounds like in your husband's case is going to be an automatic trigger for him and cause things to get worse. So what he feels right now in terms of giving up may seem very different if he'll hang on till September. I would also say if he is still struggling with this type of trigger at 2 years, then we have a deeper problem besides the infidelity. Typically someone who's still struggling farther down the line is having an issue with what we call post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Initially after the discovery of an affair, it's common for someone, when they're triggered, to experience the same intensity of emotion that they experienced on D-Day. However, over a period of about 6 months, the frequency and intensity of those triggers and emotional flooding should begin to decrease. However, some individuals experience such trauma that they're unable to truly process what has occurred and their mind continues to spin on it for years. In this scenario, they need more help than will be provided in normal couples counseling. People struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder normally benefit most from a technique called EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. If you can find somebody in your area who specializes in EMDR, I would strongly suggest, if your husband's willing, that he visit that person and get the necessary treatment to help with the triggers and the flooding. Due to the PTSD, divorce will not help this situation. Your husband will continue to experience triggers and flooding for years to come. It's unfortunate that he's been harmed and traumatized in this way, but he also has to be the one to do the work to eventually get his life back, whether or not he stays married to you. Before you do get divorced, my recommendation would be for him to get help with the trauma, so at least the two of you can see what it would look like without those triggers, because at that point you may find there's far more benefit to being married. I do hope you can also be patient with him, because this is an incredibly difficult situation that he finds himself in. Hopefully that will at least give you guys a direction to take at this point. But don't forget, since you guys are at the 2-year mark, just the fact that you're in the middle of an anniversary stage, reminders and triggers are going to increase. This should resolve, though, within about 2 or 3 months, and things should get better. So please be patient and don't make any decisions until you're past this point and things begin to calm down again. Additionally, as I've said before, please get the necessary help to deal with the post-traumatic stress disorder.